Book your tour and stay for afternoon tea. London Road, Brentwood. Call 690 300.
It is Friday afternoon, 1, 2, 3 with Mike, and it's just coming up to 20 minutes to 2. I have two guests now. They've doubled. Jordan Gray, of course, is with us, and a very warm welcome to Colin Wade. Good afternoon.
Hello, mate. How are you?
An old friend, a very old friend. Well, he doesn't that make you sound like you're
don't
very
say
old.
That.
No, you're not very old. Put your headphones on because you're causing feedback, you see. That's how it works. Come on, you've been in the music business for long.
Too long.
But how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm really excited about this new project as well.
You are. So those of you who don't know, Colin's very, very much involved with Brentwood Mind, a new single out that we've been playing for that last 8-10 days now.
What do you think?
I love it, and we're going to spin it those of you who haven't heard it already. Tell me how this has happened.
This happened on The Screens, which is the act that we're with, the name that we're calling the project, is Neil Watson and I. Neil and I have known each other years. Neil and I played in bands too long ago to even mention. But we got together again, we've been in contact, and then I went over for his birthday, and we got on. He lives in Spain, so yeah. We record quite a lot in Spain, in Malaga. And we just hit it off and said we really should do this again. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on an album. Neil's been working on his film music. I mean, Neil's had stuff in Kill Bill, The Sopranos, lots and lots of stuff. So we started writing again, and we sort of do lots of different styles. We're going to try and play some in film and advert. But we thought we'll release, before we do an album, we'll do something for charity. And obviously because of my connections with Brentwood Mind, we'll talk a bit more about that, I'm sure. We thought we would do this one and donate everything to Brentwood Mind, because you know, they've had a tough time recently. And mental health, as we know, is such a huge subject. So we went back and we just said, well, let's do a cover. I wanted to do Doris Day's Secret Love.
Yeah, and right? You lost.
I lost. I really wanted to do that. And then I wanted to do Anthony Newley's Why. I just thought we'll do something really old. But Neil said, no, we'll do something from our sort of past. So we thought, we just went, oh, Duran Duran for a laugh.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm not going to do Girls on Film. It's too obvious. So we picked an obscure track, which is on the album Rio, called The Chauffeur. We had some great guests on it. We've got Greg Kane from Hue and Cry. We've got some of Tony Hadley's band. We've got musicians who play with Kylie Minogue, Go West. So apart from us doing our bit, there's some great contributions and a great singer on it called Harriet Roberts, who had a couple of American top 40s.
Right.
So we got her in. So it was recorded in London, Spain, bits of it in Scotland. It was sort of all over, really. So it's been a labour of love. But it's kickstart this project. Our stuff isn't quite like this. This is, as this is a cover, but you'll hear more of that, I'm sure, in the future. But so this is all for charity, all for Brentwood Mind, that I'll talk about. Hopefully with Jordan as well.
Okay. Well, let's give it a spin. This is The Screens, and this is The Chauffeur.
Blue silver.
That is The Screens, that is The Chauffeur, and that is a single mainly raised for awareness purposes for Brentwood Mind. Yesterday, terrible figures released that young girls between the age of 16 and 25, something horrendous, like 40% of them have mental health issues. And at a time as well when government budgets are being cut, and Colin, you particularly have been hit very, very badly by cutbacks, haven't you?
Very much so. I mean, we were funded completely by the NHS up until 2 years ago. And then almost overnight, the government decided that that was all going to be cut. So for the last 2 years, we've been running on donations. It's been really tough. And that was the whole idea of the record, is to try and really to try and raise awareness for the parity between physical health and mental health. I mean, I think mental health is that sort of hidden thing that people want brushed under the carpet. Physical health, you have a broken arm, you go to the doctor, they can fix it. Mental health covers so many huge, it's such a huge spectrum. I mean, I see people suffering from depression, OCD, eating disorders. It's massive. And if they say one in four people have some sort of mental health problem, we're in a town of 200,000 people. So you do the maths on that. There's a lot of people. And to take a resource like Brentwood Mind away, where people can get instant sort of counselling and help, is a travesty. And so when I spoke to Neil about it, I mean, we were doing obviously the music project, he said, let's kickstart this off by doing something for them, because you know it's huge.
National Health obviously hasn't got the resources or can't.
I love the National Health, and National Health is something that this country should be proud of. It's great, but it's so under-resourced, and certainly on mental health. And I just don't think mental health gets the parity. I just think people don't like talking about it, and that's why things like this are important.
So somebody maybe a parent realizes a child has a mental health problem. Mm-hmm. And they live in this area, they can come to you.
Yeah, we tend to do adults only, but there's an excellent young people's counselling service. But, I mean, we do young adults from sort of 16 onwards. I mean, a child could be bullied at school. Anything can trigger off you becoming depressed or anxious. Mm. And that can start at a very young age. You know, some of the people I see, you know, they say it all kicked off, you know, at 5, 6. You know, they could be 40, 50 years old now. It's just huge. You know, the self-harm. You got younger kids getting into that. And
Where has that come from, self-harm? I don't recall ever, when I was growing up, anybody self-harming. Maybe it just wasn't spoken about, or it didn't happen, or it just seems to be the new thing for youngsters.
I think it did happen, Mike. I just think people didn't talk about it.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering. Yeah,
I think it's always been there. But I mean, self harm, you know, I would take it like an eating disorder as a type of self harm, where you're depriving yourself of something. You know, it's a tough one. And you know, young people have so many pressures, you know, as well. You know, we all have pressure, I know, but I mean, young people growing up have so many pressures, and taking a resource away where you've got someone to talk to, I think, is a travesty. Mm.
You must also get terrific job satisfaction occasionally, because you must have success stories.
I certainly do, and there's days when I come home and I feel great. I think, oh, I've really made a difference today.
Yeah.
There's other days when I come home feeling terrible, because I think I've tried to help, and you know.
Yeah, and you just can't see a way out of that person, whether it be financial or marital or whatever.
Absolutely. It's hard, and those days are difficult, but that's where the music's great for me, great therapy, because I do switch off from what I call the day job.
Mm.
And I write and do stuff with Neil with The Screens, but they're two very different things.
And of course, you were very much involved with the Hermit Club in the past, weren't you, and helping youngsters develop music?
Well, that's when I first sort of I qualified as a youth worker a long while ago, and then I was running the Hermit Club venue for years. But I was seeing a lot of young people come through then. That's when I first started to come in contact with self-harm. When I was seeing a lot of teenagers, you know, it's a cry for help. It's that you're in control for that moment when you're self-harming, and you probably don't, for that moment, you feel a lot better, but 10 seconds after, the same problems are there.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, you're raising awareness, mainly that's the main point of this, and funding. But how is funding going to happen?
Funding's going to happen. Well, what we're having to do now is we have volunteer counsellors, but we're having to charge for our counselling service. It's a lot cheaper than if you went privately.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you wait for the National Health Counselling Service, so if you went to your GP and said, I need counselling, you go on a waiting list, and I'm seeing people that have been on a waiting list for 2 years. So obviously, if you've got a problem, you don't really want to wait 2 years if it's serious. You know, if you're suicidal, you know, what's the point in being on a waiting list for 9 months or a year or 2 years? You want to be seen. So that's why things like Mind are so valuable.
Jordan, you wanted to say something.
I say, do you think perhaps that's where the stereotype comes from, the reason why funds aren't being pushed in that direction, is because talking therapies are so important and usually the most useful part of it. And people think, well, talking, that doesn't cost anything. Obviously, it's the infrastructure and the time. Those
Absolutely.
Are the things that cost, but you think there's not necessarily some medical intervention there. Maybe that's why people have this idea that it doesn't need as much money.
Yeah, or they sort of think, oh, well, talking therapy, you can do that with
exactly.
family and friends,
yeah.
which I still think is great, but sometimes yeah. you want to talk to someone who is...
And sometimes that's the family and the friend are the problems, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, thank you for that. We wish you the best of success. You know, it's on our A-list. We're doing our bit. And
it's great. I mean, it's starting to get played everywhere. It is officially on iTunes and Amazon and everything tomorrow. But I'm doing a video next week, so we're going to do a big push, probably in a few weeks' time, with the video and everything. The video is very Roman Polanski-like, black and white, but there's a message behind it. It's about mental health. It's less really about Neil and I and our project. The thing is about mental health. I'll come in later and talk more about
it. Talk about the video. How difficult for both of you, really, is to get your video into the main market? How tough is that?
Oh, over to you first.
Well, I would say personally that nowadays the upper echelons are so heavily guarded by their sort of industry gatekeepers.
Yeah.
That's fine. They've earned that position, I suppose. You have to set an example. You have to lead by example and just do something that can't be ignored, rather than try and find a back way or gateway in. You have to create something that people just can't help but share and talk about.
And 20 years ago, you wouldn't have had a chance. But now you've got this thing called YouTube and Vimeo. And you can put your work out there, and people can see it, and you can have millions of hits.
Absolutely.
And then they must take notice of you.
Well, the thing is, because of this track being a Duran Duran cover as well, hopefully Duran Duran fans, it will go on their YouTube site. So if people clicking on Duran Duran, it will come up as well. We obviously hit the Mind website, all the mental health, because there'll be messages in the video as well. So that's the main thing, that we can get it out there. And having a video apart from just the track as well. So,
okay.
And if people, you know, download it, I don't think it'll be 99p, but your 99p will be making a huge difference. It really will be. Not to me, personally, my pocket, I promise you. But you'll be making a lot of difference to people that really need the help.
Fantastic. Well, both of you, thank you for us hearing your new singles, and we'll give them a little spin a bit later on as well. But I want you both to stay around, because we want to play Jukebox Cheer. We've never done this before. Just you're both high up and got a good musical
background. Is this hit or miss? Are we going to have a
Yeah, let's play Hit or Miss. Hit or Miss. This one is definitely, this is new, but it's you've heard this, and I just can't stop playing this. This is brilliant. This is the new single from Travis. Stick around.